We are looking at the subject of how to receive wisdom, and we begin this week with Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7, that the fear of the Lord is just the beginning place of wisdom, when we reverence Him as Lord in our life, not just Savior, not just Jesus the Savior, Jesus the Redeemer, Jesus the Provider, Heavenly Father who loves us, but when we begin to reverence His Lordship in our life. His Lordship is a place of surrender. There's a place of surrender, and there is the price of surrender. Proverbs means rule or standard, and the whole book of Proverbs contains God's standard. God's wisdom is keeping His standards. Now, we know Proverbs is the wisdom book, but it means rule or standard. So, God's wisdom is keeping His standards. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse number 13, it says, "Happy is the man who finds wisdom, and the man who gains understanding. For her proceeds are better than the profits of silver, and her gain than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things you may desire cannot compare with her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She, speaking of wisdom, is a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are all who retain her. The Lord, by wisdom, founded the earth. By understanding, He established the heavens." Think about that. Wisdom is not an accomplishment. We don't strive for wisdom. Wisdom is really a gift. Wisdom is a gift. It says, "My son," in chapter 3, verse 1, "do not forget my laws, but let your heart keep my commands." Why? Because the blessings come when we keep the standard, the rule, or the standard of God. That is wisdom. Now, happy is the man who finds wisdom. That's what it says in verse 13. Happy. So wisdom is something that we find, that we discover when we get a revelation of the Word of God. How do we get wisdom? We find wisdom. James chapter 1, verse 5 and 6 says that if you lack wisdom, ask God, and He will give you wisdom. But He says in that same scripture, the little brother of Jesus says, when you ask for wisdom, you can't waver. In other words, you have got to pray the prayer of faith when you pray for wisdom. Praise God. Well, my friend, we're going to continue this tomorrow right here on The Winning Life.